Emma.
I'm Kiana.
I'm Tanasia.
I'm Lila.
And I'm Badila. And we're
the Perfect 10 After School. And we love to be a part of WGXC Acra 90.7 FM. Celebrating creative community radio for Greene and Columbia counties.
Yay! WGXC underwriting support is provided by Mid-Hudson Cable, serving Columbia, Greene, and Southern Albany counties with digital cable, high-speed internet, and cable phone services for homes and businesses since 1971. Mid-Hudson Cable, all the right connections on the web at mhcable.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Marcus DeGrazia Acupuncture of Austerlitz, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to wgxc.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
Climate chaos amidst the pandemic, 5 years after Paris. I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now! With Dennis Moynihan in our weekly Breaking the Sound Barrier podcast. It's been 5 years since the Paris Climate Agreement was signed, defining the entirely voluntary, unenforceable plan to avert global climate chaos.
We are still not going in the right direction.
That's United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres speaking this week, addressing a forum marking the fifth anniversary of the climate accord. The meeting was held virtually due to the coronavirus pandemic.
Paris promised to limit temperature rise to as close as 1.5 degrees as possible. But the commitments made in Paris were far from enough to get there, and even those commitments are not being met. That is why today I call on all leaders worldwide to declare a state of climate emergency in their countries until carbon neutrality is reached.
World leaders, though, are primarily focused on a different state of emergency, with over 1.6 million people worldwide dead from COVID-19 and over 74 million cases reported. The suffering and economic devastation that the pandemic has caused disproportionately to poor people and people of color is inestimable. With President Donald Trump still at the helm, largely ignoring the crisis, the United States is faring worse than any other nation, with more than 300,000 deaths so far. Daily deaths are now topping 3,600, shattering global records. The CDC is projecting 83,000 Americans will die of COVID-19 in the next 3 weeks alone. Both catastrophes of the pandemic and the climate need to be dealt with immediately. A coalition of over 380 groups under the banner Build Back Fossil Free is demanding urgent action from President-elect Biden as soon as he takes office. Cassie Siegel from the Center for Biological Diversity said, quote, "Our house is ablaze with a fire fanned by Trump for 4 years. There's no time to lose. Biden must take bold action the moment he steps into the Oval Office without punting to a dysfunctional Congress," she said. The group is demanding a flurry of executive actions to overturn Trump's regulatory rollbacks as well as a green recovery. A genuine green recovery could spur investment towards a zero-carbon economy, renewable energy infrastructure, efficiency and conservation, while simultaneously addressing structural racism and inequality that cause poor people and people of color on the front lines and the fence lines of the climate crisis to bear the brunt of our addiction to fossil fuels. The United States is the greatest historical emitter of greenhouse gases, accounting for a quarter of the carbon dioxide emitted globally since 1751, has a moral responsibility to enact an aggressive green recovery and to support developing nations to do the same. With President-elect Joe Biden's defeat of Donald Trump, climate activists are hopeful. Biden's announced several nominations to positions central to pursuing his climate strategy. Former Secretary of State John Kerry has been named Special Presidential Envoy for Climate, handling climate diplomacy with a seat on the National Security Council. And former Environmental Protection Administrator Gina McCarthy will be the White House climate coordinator, charged with enacting domestic climate policies. Assisting McCarthy will be climate policy expert and Obama White House alum Ali Zaidi. Days before her appointment, McCarthy tweeted, "Every department in the Biden administration should be centering climate action and clean energy in their federal policies and investments to advance labor interests and environmental justice in communities across the country." Biden has also nominated Pete Buttigieg, the former mayor of South Bend, Indiana, and former Democratic presidential candidate, as Secretary of Transportation, responsible for regulating the most polluting sector of our economy. Former Michigan Governor Jennifer Granholm, considered a strong advocate for renewable energy, has been nominated to head the Energy Department. And career environmentalist attorney Brenda Mallory will head the Council on Environmental Quality, which has a major role confronting environmental racism. This is a big victory for our movement. Varshini Prakash, the executive director of the Sunrise Movement, which mobilizes youth climate action, said in a statement. She went on, "However, the true measure of Biden's commitment to tackling the climate crisis through an all-government, all-society mobilization is whether they'll be given the tools, power, and resources to be effective and push boldly towards 100% clean energy that raises the bar on environmental justice, job quality, wages, and benefits for workers," she said. Human-caused climate disruption is impacting the planet on an unprecedented scale, with one catastrophe after another, from extreme drought and wildfires, back-to-back hurricanes and typhoons, habitat loss and extinctions, all leaving death and destruction in their wake. Global heating also drives the emergence and spread of infectious diseases, virtually guaranteeing more pandemics like the one we're in now. These twin crises demand a global, collective, coordinated response with equitable, free distribution of coronavirus vaccines and therapeutics, and a vigorous, just, green recovery. I'm Amy Goodman with Dennis Moynihan.
We know now that in the early years of the 20th century, this world was being watched closely by intelligences greater than man's, and yet as mortal as his own. We know now that as human beings busied themselves about their various concerns, they were scrutinized and studied, perhaps almost as narrowly as a man with a microscope might scrutinize the transient creatures that swarm and multiply in a drop of water. With infinite complacence, people went to and fro over the earth about their little affairs, serene in the assurance of their dominion over this small, spinning fragment of solar driftwood, which by chance or design, man has inherited out of the dark mystery of time and space.
The community stepped up. I mean, I've heard lots of reports, the Catskill Mutual Aid Society, the group.
Step out, get some air now, let your edge out. Touch some iceberg, you'll be heavy in my mind. Can you get the heck out? I need rest now, got me bummed out. You, baby, baby, big. I've been on my empty mind. I try to keep from losing the best in me. I worry that I wasted the best in me. It's urgent, trying to make some simple change. Got me a war in my mind. Gotta let go of Wayne, think he was holding me to the right. But it will break up in front of me. All the while, I'll wave my arm, I'll feel with a smile. I still wanna try, still believe.
The song that I was just playing was Good Days by SZA. So today on the show, we're going to be talking about how people talk about, like, saying gay and, like calling people gay and homophobic, how that's a slur. But we're going to be back after the local news and weather.
From the WGXE newsroom, this is the WGXE Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Columbia County broke its own record for new COVID-19 cases, reporting 28 on December 17th. The day before, Columbia County reported 23 new cases, which at that time was the largest number of new coronavirus cases announced in a day. Greene County did not make any announcement about coronavirus on December 17th, which is odd for a weekday. There were 90 new cases of COVID-19 reported by Rensselaer County Health Department on December 17th, for a total of 898 active cases. Albany County announced 222 new COVID-19 cases and 5 new deaths on December 17th. Albany County Executive Dan McCoy said, and I quote, "And while we bounce back from the storm, we are still grappling with the COVID crisis on our hands as we see our daily positive cases and the number of residents hospitalized each reach record levels. County hospitalizations have been trending upwards since Friday, reaching its peak of 100 today. The only way we're going to turn this around is by staying home as much as possible, avoiding large gatherings, and wearing a mask when out in public," end quote. Rick Carlin writes in the Times Union, "A team of researchers and environmental activists are suggesting it might be wise for residents of communities contaminated by PFAS chemicals get an extra COVID-19 booster shot because high exposure to the toxic compounds could weaken the immune system, making it more difficult to fight off the virus." Speakers on a Zoom conference on December 17th, put on by the Environmental Working Group, stopped short of saying definitely that PFAS exposure increases the risk or susceptibility to COVID. But there was some evidence with animal experiments as well as some early observations suggesting that could be the case. Linda Birnbaum, former director of the National Institute of Environmental Health Services and National Toxicology Program, believes researchers should track the level of antibodies in people with high PFAS exposure after the vaccines are administered to see if they differ from the overall population. PFAS, or per- and polyfluoroalkyl compounds, are known as forever chemicals due to their strong molecular bonds, most notably between fluorine and carbon. They are associated with illness such as thyroid disorders, cancers, and other ailments. Health Department spokeswoman Erin Silk said in an email that the Federal Centers for Disease Control has not recommended third doses of COVID-19 vaccine for anyone. State officials are generally following those federal guidelines in their COVID response. And you can read the full story in the Times Union. Elsa Kolasi is reporting for Variety. New York-based Grasshopper Film has acquired North American rights to Hudson resident Ephraim Asali's debut feature, The Inheritance. The film had its premiere at the Toronto Film Festival and a screening at the New York Film Festival. Grasshopper intends to have The Inheritance open on March 12th at Film at Lincoln Center, as well as in other cities. The ensemble film takes place almost entirely in a West Philadelphia house where a community of young people come together to form a collective of black artists and activists. The Pennsylvania-born filmmaker Asali's has been exploring different facets of the African diaspora for nearly 10 years, and The Inheritance is based on his own experience in a black liberationist group. The film stars Nozifo McLean, Eric Lockley, Chris Jarrell, and Julian Roselle Jr. It was produced by Asali and Victoria Brooks. In addition to his film work, Asali is a DJ and was a volunteer on-air host at WGXE-FM from 2013 to 2018. He is an assistant professor of film and electronic arts at Bard College. And you can read more at Variety.com. William J. Kimball is reporting for the Daily Freeman. Woodstock town officials are being asked to support the Woodstock Community Homes Project as a way to close the affordable housing gap for working residents. The issue was discussed during a town board meeting held via video conference on December 15th. A member of the housing committee noted a survey is being conducted through January 15th to help match willing homeowners with potential renters. Committee member Kirk Ritchie said, and I quote, over 40% of Woodstockers pay more for housing than they should be paying, which is an average of 30% of their income. The gap between rent for a one-bedroom apartment and a worker's wage is greater than $500. This is a significant red flag for our town, end quote. The survey seeking residents' input is being done to determine if there is community interest in establishing a program that gives homeowners a way to rent spare rooms. The group began the housing efforts late last year, and then COVID-19 got in the way. Committee member Susan Goldman said the survey is the first step in the effort. She added that the survey also asked potential renters the parameters for their participation. And you can read the full story in the Daily Freeman. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Friday, December 18th. Everybody out there preparing to go out and go sledding and enjoy all that beautiful snow that fell, remember, it is very cold out there today. This morning it starts off 10 degrees in Buckleyville to 17 degrees in Quarryville. A breeze today will push that cold into nooks and crannies, making it worse. So make sure that everybody, especially the little ones, are all bundled up. It will be dry today, but watch for sudden blown snow on those roads. Temperatures reach 30 degrees this afternoon. Overnight, it gets really cold, 4 degrees by dawn tomorrow. Take precautions. Tomorrow will be dry again with a high of 31. Sunday gets up to 38 degrees, but also brings some light mixed precipitation with it. Today's tide schedule is 5:38 a.m. is your high tide, then low tide at 11:52, and then high again at 5:54 p.m. Sunset today will be at 4:12 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 7:15 a.m. Looking way up, we see two near-Earth objects are expected, the largest of which is 30 meters wide, enough to destroy a couple square city blocks. Solar wind speed is currently 294 kilometers per second at 13 protons per milliliter. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 1, quiet. The current sunspot number is 12, and this has been the better weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Hilo Catskill, cafe, bar, art gallery, and performance space located at 365 Main Street, Catskill, New York. Wayfarm's WGXC is pleased to broadcast live from Hilo every Tuesday morning starting at 9 a.m. In addition, Hilo live events are streamed and broadcast in conjunction with the Wayfarm Radio Transmit Partner Program.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Melissa Alfdemar and Tony Stone of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Here's what we do at the clubhouse. 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 It be fun at the clubhouse. Music stay loud at the clubhouse. Staff be cool at the clubhouse. Not just mine, that's your house. Music program at the clubhouse. Got a drum set at the clubhouse. Got a piano at the clubhouse. Make your own beats at the clubhouse. Get on the video at the clubhouse. Share your voice at the clubhouse. Express yourself at the clubhouse. Tracks program at the clubhouse. Be yourself at the clubhouse. No judgment at the clubhouse. No drama at the clubhouse. We accept you at the clubhouse. Got field trips at the clubhouse. Got art supplies at the clubhouse. Creativity at the clubhouse. Paint your own wall at the clubhouse. Got a TV at the clubhouse. Got Wi-Fi at the clubhouse. Food and snacks at the clubhouse. Hope to see you at the clubhouse.
The you were just listening to a Clubhouse theme song by DJ WIC. The views we express on Clubhouse Radio may not represent the views and opinions of the Clubhouse parent organization of the Mental Health Association of Columbia Green. So today we're going to be talking about how you people use, say, like gay and or like, fag as
gay
a slur.
As a slur. Like, to how they like substitute the word gay for other things, and it and how it affects people and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm DJ Walter White, by the way, and I'm here sitting in on this segment because I feel like it's an important one and we should talk about it. So yeah, that's what we're gonna touch on today.
So right now we have a song by Janelle Monae called Make Me Feel.
Stop it. You got me right here in your jean pocket. Laying your body on the shag carpet. Oh, you know I love it, so please don't stop it. It's like I'm powerful with a little bit of tender and emotional sexual bender. Mess me up. Just the way you make me feel.
That was Make Me Feel by Monae.
I like that song. It's very vibey. That's a vibey song.
Yeah,
big vibes.
Very bouncy song.
So, yeah. Like so, we said. Okay, go ahead, Monty.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you, why did you think it was such an important topic? Like, important enough to go on the radio?
Well, I was thinking about it for a while, that we should do a segment on it. But it just kept slipping my mind, you know. And then, like, we were in I was in a meeting with staff, a staff meeting yesterday, and it got brought up. And, you know, I just felt like it's a good topic to touch with y'all because I feel like it's mostly people in y'all age group that are, you know, who use the word as a slur or as a substitute for something else. And you never know who's around you that you're disrespecting.
Exactly.
So I feel like we needed to put it on the radio and touch on it just like we touch on everything else so people can get a feeling of how we think about it and what our thoughts are about it. And what is your thoughts on it? How do you feel when you hear people say, oh, that song is gay, or they use the word gay for a substitute as something else, as something for being stupid? How do you feel about that?
I feel like people shouldn't do that, because why are you paying attention to that? Because if we use a different word, say we didn't use gay, say we use black, like how that, it's supposed to be an insult. Why is gay an insult? Like,
yeah, exactly. That's my whole point. Like, and what do you, and what, why do you care if someone's gay? How is that hurting you?
Exactly.
What does it have to do with you?
Black people.
And
just,
no cap, like when people say it sounds mad weird, like that's gay, I'm like, huh? Like,
yeah, like what do you mean that's gay? Like, you know.
Mm-hmm. So right now we have an interview, but
I mean, yeah. This stuff been going on for so long, like a long time. Like I've been ever since before, like I even went to like before I even started this job, because when I first started this job, like I used to hear the kids say that. I still hear the kids saying that to this day, but they used to say it so much, like all the time. But I used to hear it before that, like even back when, years ago, mad years ago, I used to hear people say that, and it always struck me, like I used to say it too. And then one day I was like, why am I saying this? Like, I have people in my family who are gay. I know people. I'm friends with people who are gay, and I'm disrespecting them.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? By saying that, like using a gay in a slur, like it's just. And then I had to equate it, like it's just like saying the N word, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, equivalent to that. Like it's ignorant. Like, mm-hmm. get to know people before you just start judging and just saying stuff. And you never know your surroundings or who's around. And you know, there might be a person who's dealing with, you might be like, let's say for instance, here's the thing, like let's say if we're just chilling somewhere in the environment, and let's say I'm the person who's using gay as a slur, and I'm saying, yo bro, chill, that's mad gay, like, and then there's a person that's around me who's dealing with coming out or being gay and hasn't told anyone yet, and I could be affecting that person.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? And you never know. Like, he might be scared to come out because he heard me joking about it or something like that. And this has been going on for years, longer than you could even imagine. Like, it didn't just start here at Clubhouse. This has been going on. So we have a little clip from Kanye West. And this was in 2005, might I add. And he was talking about people saying it in his high school, and then when he got into the record industry, how people were saying it. So let's take a listen to this clip real quick.
I wanted to just come on TV and just tell my rappers, just tell my friends, like, yo, stop it, fam. Mm-hmm. Like seriously, that's really discrimination. To me, that's exactly what they used to do to black people. I'm just trying to tell people, just stop all that.
That was the clip right there, right? Mm-hmm. That was the clip right there. Y'all heard? That was 2005. That's Kanye West, and he was dealing with that in high school, and he's dealing with it in the record industry right now.
Wow.
So that goes to show you how long this thing has been going on, and how long it's probably been affecting people. You understand?
Yeah, I feel like people, it's so weird because people are using this, like this little slang, just like from a trend, like from trending. And then it stopped trending, but like it just keeps on going on. Like people are still saying it, it's still affecting people.
Yeah. It's just like the game, like it's a game people play also. It's called Pause. Like they'll say something.
Yeah, I know.
Which is very homophobic to me.
Exactly.
You know? It's all fun and games until you start to think about how it's affecting people, and then it gets weird. You understand? And it gets disrespectful, and it makes you sound and look ignorant. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's not really fun. Like, it's not cool either.
Like, if you just think about it, like, think about it as if it was something affecting you. Like, you might not be gay, but like, say if you were black or if you were white, like, do it like a race thing. Like if it was someone affecting you.
Yeah, like what if somebody was calling you the N-word or something like that?
Exactly.
But you know what? Not to flip the subject, but it's the same subject, but it's just like the opposite. Okay, so one day, I'm not going to say no names because I don't like, I'm not going to air nobody out. But this was in Clubhouse, and I heard two kids who identify themselves with, they already know that they're gay. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I heard them saying, ew, I could never be heterosexual.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's disrespect, too.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's about just letting people be who they are and letting people be human. And, you know, when you start putting names and stuff on things, that's when things kind of get out of hand.
Yeah, start getting messy.
You know what I'm saying? I feel like there shouldn't be no names for it, but hey, it already is. But I feel like these names and these titles is what separate us from the humanity for people, because the names and the titles, they separate us.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to stop thinking so hard about these names and these titles and focus on human beings.
Exactly.
Just being human beings and having love and compassion for one another. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's like the issue with that, what he just said, that ew, I can never be heterosexual. The issue wasn't I could never be heterosexual. It was the fact that he put ill in front of it.
Exactly.
Like, why is it a bad thing? Why? Exactly. Why do we have to think of it as a bad thing?
My whole point.
Yeah. So,
and that's the point I was trying to make, where we need to just start, you know, focus on yourself. Focus on yourself. Focus on treating others. Focus on having respect for each other, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, if you want to do them type of things, you know what I mean? I suggest you don't do it in public, you know what I mean? In public places or in public around people. Do that where your friends and in your own time. I suggest you don't do it, period, but people are going to do it.
Yeah.
But don't do it in public or around people, because you just never know who's dealing with what.
Yeah, we all learned that little saying when we were kids in kindergarten. If you don't have anything nice to say, then don't say it at all.
That's a fizz act. Like, right?
Yeah. So, now we have a song by Aretha Franklin called Respect. And we're going to play that for you.
R-E-S-E-T-T.
Basketball.
So that was Aretha Franklin's Respect. So now we have this little skit by one of our own Clubhouse members.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
Devin.
Yeah, Devin Gillard.
I'm Devin, and before I start this, I want to tell you a little bit about myself. What was that? Oh, you don't care. Okay, that's fair enough. So today I'm going to be explaining how homophobic black people can be seen as, or their actions can be seen the same as a racist white person. And to understand that, you really have to break it down and get into it. So come take a walk with me. So I'm going to start with saying the definition of racism. So in short, racism is the discrimination against a person or a group of people due to their skin color. And the definition of homophobia, in short, is the discrimination against one person or a group of people for their sexual preference. So, my thought process is, a black person will get so angry when a racist white person demeans, beats, discriminates against the black community, but they go and do the same thing to another community. So that just doesn't make sense to me. So my question to you is, not just to you specifically, people I'm talking to, but to the black community, why do you do what you hate? So once again, you do to another community what you don't want being done to your community. And that just doesn't make sense to me. Like, you can't get mad at a white person for teaching their kid racism and that they're better than another person because of their skin color, when you're out teaching your child that they're better than a gay person because they're straight or whatnot. So you can't be mad at someone for teaching hate when you're teaching hate too. It just doesn't make sense to me. So that's that on that. Let's get to the examples. Faggots.
Yo, you heard that new Cardi B?
Why are these people in my neighborhood?
So as you've seen, I show an example of racism and homophobia. So I'm gonna let Roman here. She came to help me today, really appreciated. I'm gonna let her explain how those two can be correlated.
So racism and homophobia are very similar because in both scenarios, someone has power and hate over the other party, and in the second party, they are being discriminated against. Mm-hmm. So that is how homophobia and racism are similar.
Also, if you caught it, the point of my video was to explain how homophobic black person can be seen, or the actions can be seen the same as a racist white person. I was the homophobic black person in this scene with the homophobia being shown. I showed that, and then I showed the scene of the racist white person, quote unquote, she's not racist, her being racist towards a group of black people. So her definition and her explanation ties into my film. So thank you for watching, and I really appreciate it.
Hey.
So that was our skit by Devin. And yeah, I feel like he made so many good points. Like, how are we mad at racist people when like parents are teaching their kids the same thing? Like, basically the same thing. They're teaching them that homophobia is wrong. not homophobia, I'm sorry. They're teaching their kids to be homophobic.
Yeah. That goes along with what I was saying earlier. How you gonna be homophobic but get mad when, you know, a white person is being racist towards you for being black? Or a black person being racist towards you for being white. It's the same thing. So it goes back to having to have respect for each other and just, you know, care and love for being human. And,
yeah, you know what I mean? It's about the person, not what they look like, not what their what their sexuality is.
Exactly. And then why do you care anyway? Has nothing to do with you. I don't understand. That's where it gets weird to me. Like, why do mm-hmm. you care about yes, someone else's sexuality?
Exactly.
I just can't understand that.
Mm-hmm. So it's like literally just love people for who they are.
That's basically what everyone should be doing.
Like, think about their personality.
You know what I mean? Drink water.
Yeah.
Mind your business.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
So, now we're going to get to our news and weather. News.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Morgan McKay is reporting for State of Politics. The minimum wage rate for workers in upstate New York is again set to increase at the end of the year. In making the decision, State Labor Department officials said they wanted to help workers who have been struggling during the COVID-19 pandemic, but small businesses are worried about the impact it will have on them. The state has been incrementally raising the minimum wage for the past 4 years in a phase plan approach. Ken Polonsky with the Business Council of New York State says businesses now desperately need help and this is not the time to be piling on extra costs. For Westchester and Long Island, the minimum wage will increase to $14, up from $13. New York City will stay at $15. For the rest of the state, the minimum wage will increase to $12.50, up from $11.80. Polkowski says the increase will cost businesses around $1,400 per employee annually. Assemblymember Pat Fahey argues the workers have also been affected by the COVID-19 pandemic. Many have seen their hours cut and have been working multiple jobs to make ends meet. Fahey said that she understands that businesses need assistance from both the state and federal government in order to survive the next few months, but disagrees that this is the area to cut. Immediately before the pandemic started, New York achieved record low unemployment at 3.7% following 4 years of increases to the minimum wage. And you can read the full story at nystateofpolitics.com. Eduardo Medina is reporting for the Times Union. Freezing temperatures means the snow will be with us for a while. After a powerful nor'easter dropped 15 to 30 inches of snow in the capital region on December 17th, the National Weather Service expects the snow will stick around for at least a couple of days because below freezing temperatures will continue at least through the weekend. Tom Wasula, a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Albany, said, and I quote, "We will see an increase in some sunshine," end quote. The sunshine could help with melting some snow still on roads, but he added, and I quote, "actual snowpack won't be melting much at all," end quote. Temperatures Friday night are expected to drop to 5 degrees Fahrenheit, which could harden and compact the snow. With a final total of 22.9 inches at the Albany Airport, the December 16-17, 2020 snowstorm ranks as the 8th largest snowstorm of all time and the 4th all-time greatest December snowstorm. On Sunday, the capital region may get into the mid-30s, but that does not mean a significant melting of the snowpack, Wasilla said. No snow emergency in the city of Hudson, but parking instructions have been posted to the city website. Normal alternate side parking rules are generally in effect. However, on Friday afternoon, orange no parking signs will be posted. Drivers are advised to look out for the signs and to refrain from parking where the signs are located after midnight Saturday, December 19th. Overnight parking is permitted on the odd side of the street unless otherwise indicated. Parking is allowed on both sides in municipal lots. The Village of Catskill Police Department's parking plan for snow removal remains in effect. All vehicles must be parked on the odd side of the street from 8 a.m. Friday until 8 a.m. Saturday. Cars must be moved in the same way every 12 hours until the snow emergency is canceled. Parking enforcement will remain in effect. Any vehicle parked in violation of village parking regulations hindering the removal of snow will be ticketed and towed at the owner's expense. The details can be found on the Village of Catskill Police Department's Facebook page. The Troy Record is reporting the State University of New York has launched a free online training center. The center will prepare eligible students for college and post-COVID careers no matter where they live statewide. It features high school equivalency, college prep, and employment certification programs. The center, announced by State University of New York Chancellor Jim Malatras, represents phase one of his new SUNY for All campaign. Eligible students must be a New York State resident from a low or moderate income household without a post-secondary degree, who may be unemployed or recently laid off. Students who complete any of the online training center certificates with a high school diploma or high school equivalency credential will be automatically accepted into any of SUNY's 30 community colleges or SUNY Empire State College. The application fee is also waived. Those interested can contact SUNY about the spring semester, which is scheduled to start on February 1st, 2021. More information about the new online training center, including details on how to register or attend a virtual informational session, is available at suny.edu/SUNYforAll. You can read more about this story in the Troy Record. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. The local weather reports, public meetings, community information, and COVID-19 updates. Visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Okay, clubhouse, it's the fun house, it's the best house, bit of a mess house or stress house. We joke around or can be serious, so come here being versus or delirious. We don't make fun of, we don't bully, don't pull on the back a nobody hoodie, accept everybody the way they are, just facts, cause every time we sign in we make a pact. Cause it's the clubhouse, it's the fun house, it's the best house, bit of a mess house, no stress house. We follow the rules, community guidelines too, so nobody here acting a fool. We got radio, we got tracks, then we hit the art room and relax. Now we about to hit a throwback. Don't hog that remote, Bubba. You better give me the remote. Give me the remote, Bubba. Cause it's the clubhouse.
All right, that was the house. That was the original clubhouse theme song by DJ AJ. So now, well, today we have myself, Imani. We have
DJ Walter White
and DJ Popcorn on sound engineering.
So now we're just gonna have a calm rap radar. And we're just going to be playing songs and then talking about, like, how we feel about the song, like, what they're talking about in the song. So right now we have Big Steppa from the album Red Flu by Young M.A.
Okay.
Okay.
Dami on the track.
Ah, big steppin'. I'm here with this set and I'm big reppin'. In the section with some, it's about 6'7". In the section with the bros, it's like 10-11. Busy in the cut, just in case. Shout out to my brother, he just beat the case. Shout out to my God, he make no mistakes. Amen. Shout out to that bra with the pretty face. She a bartender and a fan. But she only shake her for the band. I don't pop no perks, I don't pop no Zans. But I keep a cup of Henny in my hand. She get in a mood on 1942. When she seen a wreck, she skipped to my loo. She said she got a man when I'm here too. I'm a big stepper. Out here with my set and I'm big reppin'. If he try to flex, then we G-check him. Keep the Glock by the pillow, I can sleep better. Hoppin' on the four and Louis slides on. Made a half a million, put my guys on. I just bought that cocoa for my side joint. She let me keep the pistol in her top joint. I'm a shot caller. Chain water, watch water, drip check, hot sauce. I bop with the mop, cause they plop on them. And that's where the pop, I'ma pop on them. Married to the game and put a rock on her. If she bad, I'ma slide on her. With the top shot to top baller. Big stepper, big stepper. Out here with my set and I'm big reppin'. Red line. If he try to flex, then we cheat check him. What's up? Glock by the pillow, I can sleep.
But... So that song was Big Stepper by Young M.A. Did you guys know that her real name was Katora Marrero?
Yeah, I knew that.
I didn't know that. It's like it's weird because you never know artists' real name. Like once you learn their like rap weird. Name. It's weird to call them that by their real name. But yeah. I think I like that song because I love play on words. Like I love when
she's
people,
big on that too,
yeah,
play on word. Her yeah. wordplay is very great. I like it.
I like the beat though. The beat slap.
Mm-hmm. Beat slap. The song was good overall. I like Young M.A. She's very underrated too as a lyricist.
Yeah.
As a lyricist.
Yeah, it's like
she's a one-hit wonder though. But you know, that's another story. That's another story for another time. At least she got one though.
It's like I like thinking about like what I'm listening to, like they will say something and then they will say something like a half a second later, and it will like refer back to the last thing. I like that.
Yeah, you like lyricism.
Yeah,
like,
she does that a lot.
You like lyricism, which a lot of these new artists are lacking these days.
Yeah. That's why I like freestyles. It's weird.
I'm tired of hearing about how many perks you can pop.
Exactly. And in this song, she even said, I don't take perks. I don't take Zans.
So who's up next?
So now we have a song by Lil Nas X called Holiday.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Let's go, Nas.
Hey, it's a holiday. I got foes on foes and they out of control, yo. Hey, this another way. All my head does on go, and I hope that you know it. I can't even close my eyes, and I don't know why. I guess I don't like surprises. I can't even stay away from the game that I play. They gon' know us today, yo. Hey. Can I pop this? You tried to put me in a bubble, but I popped it. Switch the genre on you, do a rocket. I got the biggest song, check the charts, sis. I don't need them. They wanna know if I be last done. Even if I started flopping, that'd be fashion. Popping up in movies, ain't no Nazi disaster. I'm bad as Michael Jackson. Hey, it's a holiday. I got foes on foes and they out of control, yo. Hey, this another way. All my head does on go, and I hope that you know it. I can't even close my eyes, and I don't know why. I guess I don't like surprises. I can't even stay away from the game that I play. They gon' know us today.
snuck into the gang, came in on a horse. I pulled a gimmick, I admitted I got no remorse. Nobody tried to let me in, nobody opened doors. I kicked them down, they didn't have a choice. Dun, 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 they tried to next me. Hey, but I'm blessy. Hey, no flex, but my checks giving betties. Hey, and I'm sexy, they wanna sweat me. Pop star, but the rappers still respect me. They wanna know if I be last done. Even if I started flopping, that be fashion. Popping up in movies, ain't no Nazi, it's Ashton. Hee hee, I'm bad as Michael Jackson. Hey, it's a holiday. I got foes on foes, and they out of control, yo. Hey, it's another way. All my hitters on go, and I hope that you know it. I can't even close my eyes, and I don't know why. I guess I don't like surprises. I can't even stay away from the game that I play. They gon' know us today, yo.
I feel like that's definitely one of his, like, better songs. Like, I love the flow of his voice. Like, his voice just sounds so clean, like, smooth.
It was a calm song. I liked it.
Mm-hmm. Definitely one of my favorite songs.
And he was saying stuff on it, too. Like,
yeah.
I like when he said they tried to keep him in a box, but, you know, in a bubble, but he pops.
Yeah.
Ish. You know what I'm
yeah,
saying?
Like, that's the type of thing that I'm talking about. Like play on words. I love it.
Yeah,
I love it.
It's that pop
it was a calm
star.
Song. It was a nice flow. Very. I like the melodic
mm-hmm.
part of it.
So that's yeah. really what that's what I look for in songs. Like,
but he ain't no Nas or DMX.
I can't get over
he
that.
He got to change his name, yo.
He said pop stars, but rappers still respect me. And then TikTok really made that hit though. You can find that everywhere on TikTok.
That's
I mean,
a
like
whole
everywhere.
Fact. That's a whole fact.
TikTok really be blowing up people's songs, though.
Yeah.
All right. Now we have a song by Frank Ocean called Channel. I mean, Chanel. I'm sorry.
Chanel.
Do, 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 do.
Guy pretty like a girl, and he got five stories to tell. I see both sides like Chanel, see on both sides like Chanel. Swimming laps through pool water, eating like I'm underworld. Had my tattoos in Shibuya, police think I'm of the underworld. 12 treat her like you 12. How you looking up to me and talking down? Can't you see I am the big man? God level, I am the I am. Now film it with the drone cam and the pink like Killer Cam.
Put a zoom on that stick, no way.
Up so close, I'm on that kill.
Controller on your lower back, yeah, that's the good. Roll the eyes back in the skull. Rolling when you ride, popping. Rolling when you ride, ride to ride. Got one, sweet acting. Turned up like some dirty plastic. 2016, burn some discs. 2017, ideas. Playing off Walgreens. This a cult, not a click on it. With a cup in a